This is Let's Talk Big, the Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel. The Owens Community College Campus Read is taking place now and throughout the semester, with the goal of bringing awareness of different perspectives through books. The Campus Read book is Carrie, a Memoir of Survival on Stolen Land, from 2020 recipient of the NEA Creative Writing Fellowship, Tony Jensen. It's a memoir and essays about gun violence, land, and Indigenous women's lives. Now sharing passages, topics, and events related to the book, Carrie, a Memoir of Survival on Stolen Land, is Owens Community College Director of Library Services, Jane Berger, and Professor of English, Jen Hazel.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Jen Hazel, and I have with me
Jane Berger.
And Jane, do you have a passage?
Funny you should ask. Of course, I always have a passage from our favorite book, Carrie, by Tony Jensen.
Right. So we're going to read this passage. You and I are going to talk about this passage, and then we're going to conclude.
This is a today. Good one.
All
it's
right.
A good
I'm ready.
One.
Here we go.
Chapter four. This is just very pertinent for all of us, I think. Anybody who has ever cheered for any type of a team. We cheer for our high school team, the Vikings. We cheer for the college team, the Hawkeyes. We cheer for the regional NFL teams, the Vikings, and sometimes the Chiefs, whose fans perform an act they call the tomahawk chop, who wear red face, who perform limp imitation war whoops. Let's see. When Cousin Jack, who's the head coach of a team from Washington, we cheer for them. This team whose fight song lyrics include Braves on the Warpath. The team from Washington has fans that tomahawk chop like the Chiefs. They put on red face and whoop also. They wear dark wigs with single braids made from stiff synthetics that have more in common with plastic than with actual human hair. On the back, each jacket features a profile of America's idea of Native man. The team jackets are made of satin or sateen fabric, and I so very much want one to hold and run my finger over again and again and again, and then to hang it in my closet. I don't imagine myself ever wearing it. I can't. The man on the back looks enough like my father to inspire mixed feelings. So, we had a lot of sport teams that had Native American, you know, mm-hmm. Cleveland Indians, for example, a lot of colleges. I went to college in Michigan. I know that Eastern Michigan used to be the Hurons, and they had to mm-hmm. change their name. The university I went to, we got very lucky because the reservation that's actually in the town of Mount Pleasant is home to the Chippewa Indians, and we were the Central Michigan Chippewas, and we still are. But the relationship with the local Indian group allowed us to do that with some restrictions of, you know, not shortening it and making any kind of like typical or kind of mainstream ideas. No face paint, no, you mm-hmm. know, war calls and such. But that was a big deal. I know that I have friends who went to Miami University mm-hmm. who still are upset that they had to change their name. I think they're Red Hawks now. I'm not quite sure. Maybe they're not. I'm not sure what they were before, but I do know that they had to change their name, and there are people who are still salty about that. And I thought, well, why? I mean, if someone was mimicking your native group or you know, your ancestry, would you want that to happen? No. Why is it okay for someone else to do that? Again, we weren't aware, and nobody said anything. And I'm so thankful that our Native American, you know, friends are standing up for themselves mm-hmm. and making
and
this happen.
I don't know. I would say this though, Jane. I'm not sure that they weren't. They weren't saying anything. I think maybe we're now listening.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And
I would agree.
Because I think the times are so different in a way that we are so much more in tune with other people around us in a way that we right. weren't even 20 years ago.
Right. You're right.
So I think that kind of plays into that. I think it's a very interesting passage. And it's interesting to think about what actually struck me when you were talking was I was thinking about even like how we mispronounce names, because remember how we learned that mommy is not mommy, mommy is Miami, is the pronunciation for it, like the indigenous pronunciation. So
I also learned Chippewa, home of my, I just love that university, but Ojibwa is the Native American pronunciation of Chippewa. And I just learned that since we've been talking about this theme this year. So a lot to be learned for all of us.
And I think like language matters, and I think we are now really trying to do that. Like one thing that I think about is how last year you and I worked really hard to work out saying that something is crazy, something is nuts, something is insane, because those words actually are used in colloquial language today, but really what they mean is something very, very different.
Right, right.
So
I still, that I, it's something that I have carried through, and I'm glad to say that. I mean, it doesn't do any good to change something just for a time period and then go back to your old ways.
Yeah.
It's a conscious effort to think of, nope, don't just, that's nuts. No. What's a better way? So,
Right. I end up using ridiculous a lot.
Me too.
Or frantic.
That's my favorite word.
Right. Oh. So something like that. But that actually gets a little bit closer to what the issue is than something else. So I think that's super important. And it's interesting to think about. And I think all of those things matter. And I think it's important. And the more you're aware, then the more you can just spread knowledge. And the more than that, it spreads acceptance.
I think it really brought it home when she said the man on the back of the jacket looked so much like my dad. And I thought, wow, that's really a human face on there. You know what I mean? That's someone that I never considered that. I thought, wow, that hit me. That hit home for me.
Right. So. Yeah. So I think that, you know, it's just interesting. And I think it's so great how much we've learned and grown.
I know, hey, yes.
And I think sometimes we as human beings don't like change. So I think that's what's hard when we change, when we're saying, okay, we are changing and we're not going to be the Cleveland Indians anymore.
Right.
And we're not going to be, because we understand, like, we rarely use the term Indian anymore, because we actually use Native peoples or indigenous peoples.
Yep.
So,
and certainly not Chief Wahoo. I mean, who is just the epitome of a stereotypical Indian.
Right. So, and with that, that's going to do us for today.
Yep. So think about it. Just be aware. That's
Jane loves
message.
To break the fourth wall.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's okay. I love that about you. It's really great.
My moment to shine
English,
in the light.
Right, as an English professor, I really appreciate that. So thank you for being with us today as we discuss this important passage. That is going to do it for myself and for Jane Berger. Please check us out on Outcast OCCR Radio or on the YouTube channel where you can find us. And that's it for us today. Keep talking big.
Join us again for Let's Talk Big, The Big Read with Jane Berger and Jen Hazel.